Troy, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, our absolute pleasure. Now, I guess some of, well, people would be fairly familiar with what the kind of traditional form of poetry is, but how would you describe slam poetry to someone who is completely clueless?
Yeah, so the first thing I'd say is that the word poetry is actually pretty misleading. I would describe slam poetry as more of oral storytelling that relies on metaphors and sometimes on rhyme, but it will often use an anecdote to then springboard into the poet's critique of certain issues that that anecdote reflects. So not very much like traditional poetry at all.
So what exactly set the gears in motion for you? I mean, I know as a creative person myself, sometimes we play around with a few mediums before you really settle on the one that works for you. Why did you start exploring slam poetry?
Well, the slam poetry scene in Sydney, and I think in a lot of other places, is really social. It's something that you end up going to because your friends go to it and they think it's a cool thing. So they invite you along. And it's pretty much the same for me. So some friends of mine had started the slam in Parramatta and they invited me to perform. And I won my first performance and that was really encouraging. So I was kind of launched into it from there.
Now, some of the slam poetry I've seen, it's, well, you mentioned there how it does use personal anecdotes a great deal of the time in order to inspire the poetry itself. And in that way, it can, in fact, be quite intimate. Some of the anecdotes that it reflects back on can, in fact, be quite personal. Have you seen many powerful responses from audience members when you've performed some of your poetry?
Yeah, certainly. So it's very common in slams for audiences to react vocally or with clicking, just to clicking their fingers to show that they like a line or they're supporting the performer or agreeing with what they're saying. So that's very common, and I often get that. But also, it's just really great after a performance when people come up to you and they say, you know, thank you for that poem. It was really powerful. I really connected with this. So the crowd's really lovely most of the time, and I get that a lot.
I understand yesterday you were at the event Australia, I Love You, But You're Breaking My Heart, being held over at Barangaroo. For those of us who couldn't make it, what was it like? What was the experience like for yourself?
It was great. So it was unfortunately very rainy and we had to move the outdoor event indoors, but that was fine. You know, we kind of weeded out those who were most faithful and rocked up in the rain anyway. But it was great. I was very lucky to be part of a really diverse team of performers. We were all responding to the same prompt. And we're from different cultural backgrounds with very different experiences of Australia because of those backgrounds. So, it was great to share my little voice, as an Asian Australian male and hear other people's perspectives as well. And the audience was very engaged and very responsive and supportive. So it was a really nice night.
And I understand you coordinate this slam poetry program in Parramatta. Could you just share with us briefly how the program works and, well, I guess how people get involved?
Yeah, so basically how you get involved is you just rock up on the night. There's a sign-up sheet every month, and you just rock up early enough to write your name down. Your name gets pulled randomly out of a hat, and then you are invited to perform your piece, which you've prepared beforehand. And it's judged in kind of an informal, friendly way by random members of the audience. Hopefully not too daunting, although it always is for first-timers. And then we sort of finish off the night with a feature poet who's someone who has a bit more experience and has a bit of a reputation in the community to come and share their more kind of refined work with us.
Well, it sounds fascinating, Troy. Thank you very much. Do appreciate you coming on and sharing with us a little bit about that one this morning.
No worries. My pleasure.